Where did you find the initial inspiration for this film?
すごく実体験が元になっていて、僕自身。
It is from a very personal experience.
Based on like when he used to go to Christian school and everything kind of true from his feeling when he was a child, and that's inspiration he made this film.
Does an audience in Japan find the Christian theme and the idea of a Christian school very strange?
It just like a launch to the film in Japan, and the audience has really great reaction because of the this film is not only about religion and Christian, it's all about the religion. Like it's talking about how to trust each other, what you believe, and that kind of message like impacted Japan a lot. So it was like something more than religions.
And like what death is.
Chad, it's a very strange role. What was your reaction when you were first offered this?
Yeah, I'd be the best person to play it in Japan.
Yes, the director offered me the role and said he'd like to meet up. And I met him and he had really nice bed hair. So I thought that was a really good sign. And then discussing the role, he knew what he wanted from me. One of the personas that I do on screen and whatnot in Japan, he was after that. The literal translation of the Japanese title is I Hate Jesus. There is more to that. There's some subtle nuances that make it a little bit different, but I just thought it would be great to be in a movie playing Jesus called I Hate Jesus.
Speaking about that, it is in some ways very irreverent. Did you expect an international audience to be watching this or mostly just a Japanese audience?
Yes. 正直に言うと、
To be honest, he didn't really expect to have the film will be overseas, so he didn't really like made the film based to be audience in like outside of Japan. He actually had another short film based like try to put more like overseas audience, but at the end it didn't go much like. Outside of Japan, so this time was like more idea he really like created originally what he wanted to. Doesn't matter like which audience for, and that's why it just came like this.
Chad, did you have any religious background going into this, or were you approaching it from the outside perspective where Jesus is sort of a strange mythical character?
Yeah, comedy is my god. If everyone believed in making people laugh, I think that would be what would get rid of all the problems. Yeah, because making people sad is kind of the opposite of making them laugh. But at the same time, I was not concerned about being disrespectful because, Japanese audiences, that was one thing I was worried about, that they would see him as being me, myself, the persona I've made for myself in Japan. And anyway, it's the main character, Yura's little, he's little Jesus, so it's not the big guy in the film. I mean, he's Caucasian. I wasn't concerned about that. I was concerned about being the kind of savior that Yura would be looking for.
For a film about children and children at play, it's shot in a very kind of restrained style with wide shots and slow editing.
僕自身すごいワンシーンワンカットがすごく好きなので、なるべくカットを割りたくなかったっていうのが。
He really tried to make like a one scene for one cut to make sure like he has wide shot so he doesn't need to edit too often, so it's gonna be like a kids can act more freely like even they didn't have any script, and you know they just like try to be more freestyle to be act from the kids, so that's why he tried to really make long shot so it's more realistic.
Did you want to reach children with the film or was it mostly aiming for adults?
でも僕はこう作った身として
So the audience, it's not really for children, but it would be like a good to like have an audience to for the family and parents. And any scenes like you know related to the relationship for the parents and like kids, and sometimes even some cruel scenes might be like you know kids have to see, but it could be good experimental for kids.
And he really does want kids to watch it, but
okay.
It's that if you say it's a kid's film, it'll change what kind of people will come.
Yeah.
So he's not telling people it's a kid's film.
Yeah, but actually, he's strongly ugly, like same age as Yula, so, you know, the main character would be ideal to watch that film because he did film like more eyes from kids. So.
I think the film will surprise people with the shift in tone that happens. Were you aiming to surprise people?
He really likes films that have different tones at the start and the end.
Yeah, that's his style.
Chad, were there any inspirations that you drew upon for the character and for the physical comedy of Jesus in the film?
In Japan, I am an apprentice to my mentor, who was the first person to fill up the Budokan, which is a huge live house, a 20,000 capacity theater. As a comedian, he was the first person to fill that with comedy. He is kind of like Japan's Jerry Lewis, but a little more insane and a little less on the writing side. Right. His comedy transcends any logic, and that's one of the things that attracted me to him. When you've got something that's funnier than you than can be explained, then that's really real. There's a lot of his influence in my presence in this film. So yeah, there's a lot of influence in him there.
Right.
His name is Osamu Bonchi.
Okay.
Osamu-chan.
Something that really stuck out to me was Jesus doing sumo wrestling in the film.
Yes.
To a Western audience, there's something inherently funny about Jesus and something as traditionally Japanese as sumo, and also Jesus getting involved in fighting. Because I don't really know what sort of associations, if any, there are around Jesus in Japan.
There is a Christian population. There are quite a few Catholic schools. One thing about Japan is that it's quite all-encompassing when it comes to religion, even architecture. They're pretty laid-back people, and they are open. They have shrines next to temples, and they can have Christian kids going to all the different religious things. They're not they're pretty much open to anything that's religious, because that's a special experience to you.